And that's coming from a Harvard Business School graduate who was a true skeptic, but through due diligence, he learned the truth. Why would Microsoft, AT&T, Citibank, MCI, IBM, Toyota, Xerox, General Motors, General Electric, Oracle, Sun Microsystems, Coca-Cola, and many others distribute some or all their products and services through network marketing? These large corporations are firm testimony to the industry's success and credibility. The majority of these corporations have started working with network marketing companies just in the past few years. That confirms what Professor King was saying about that this industry has come of age and is now a true profession. Think about why it's a good business decision for these companies to distribute products through the network marketing channels. Consider the steps it would take a company like AT&T to get a cell phone into the customer's hands. They would first need to advertise. Television, newspapers, magazines, banner ads, billboards, mailings. How much money have they spent? Millions. Before one phone is sold to a customer. Then they need to hire and train a call center to field all the calls from the advertisements. How much money does that cost them? How many phones have they sold? None yet. Then they need to hire and train the sales reps to connect the phone with a person. How much money does it take to hire and train that sales force? A lot. How many phones have sold? None yet. Contrast this with AT&T joint venturing with a network marketing company, and all the network marketing company needs to do is send an email to all of their brokers and agents, or send a phone message, and immediately 50, 75, 100,000 brokers and agents buy the phone. Then all these brokers start training the agents on how to market the phone. With a network marketing channel, when does AT&T spend money? Only when a phone is sold. That's why so many corporations have been joint venturing with network marketing companies and why this trend is just beginning.